Links between cancer and chemicals in our environment will be the focus of a series of talks in Alaska beginning tomorrow evening in Anchorage. Jeannie Rizzo is an RN and is the president of the Breast Cancer Fund. The organization works to raise awareness of pervasive toxins in everyday products and what people can do to make better choices for themselves and their families. Rizzo says 83,000 synthetic chemicals have been put into commerce since World War II, and the exposure to these chemicals from before a person is born through aging creates a toxic soup. Rizzo says chemicals that disrupt a woman's endocrine system and mimic hormones can contribute to the growth of breast tumors. Alaska ranks 14th in the nation for breast cancer, and Rizzo says every state has areas of concern.
There's some unique issues that each locality should identify. The people who can tell you best what they're worried about are the local communities.
What would you like people to take away when they come to one of your talks that you're having in the state? What are you hoping to leave here as your message to people?
That breast cancer is not a foregone conclusion, that we can reverse the statistical tide, that we can actually reduce breast cancer, that we can protect the next generation. I'm not going to say that people my age can do a whole lot if we're on a path to breast cancer, but I can say that our children and grandchildren, that we can protect them from exposures that are going to be the building blocks of breast cancer and a variety of other health outcomes, and that you can actually reduce risk by reducing exposure.
What have you found about people's attitudes about cancer and the treatments, and what's sort of the societal reaction to it? Are people getting kind of complacent about, well, it's cancer's everywhere and it's part of what we have to deal with, or what are you finding in that regard? What are the attitudes about it?
I think the attitudes are, it's somewhat distant, of course, until you experience it. So if you say 1 in 8 women will have breast cancer, well, if you're the one, it's 1 in 1, and it's devastating. They go through treatment and reconstruction, and there's that whole piece of the effort to restore you to whatever it is you were. And there, you know, there's not a woman who goes through this that doesn't have in the back of her mind somewhere a concern about what happens next, about is this going to come back? And I think the drug companies have contributed mightily to helping everybody feel like, well, we can treat it, and you'll be okay, you'll survive it. And the bar has been lowered. I mean, I'm not saying survival isn't paramount, but the bar has been lowered to say that's the issue.
Jeannie Rizzo is the president of the Breast Cancer Fund. She will be speaking in Anchorage tomorrow evening at the museum, Thursday in Fairbanks, and on Friday she'll speak at a gathering in Homer. Links to more information are at our website, aprn.org.